wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
And the Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the...
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Madison, along with the FBI, still on scene at Abundant Life Christian School, collecting evidence following the latest school shooting in the nation. Police Chief Sean Barnes says at least two are dead, six others injured.
I'm asking everyone to send your heart, your heartfelt wishes and prayers and thoughts yet again to a community, but this time it's my community.
ABC's Aaron Katursky says police say the shooter is also dead and likely a student.
As soon as police in Wisconsin entered the school, they were able to see the juvenile shooter was dead inside the building. So they knew almost right away that the threat was reduced, and they did a couple of rounds of follow-on checks to clear the classrooms and some of the vehicles parked outside to make sure there was no follow-on threat.
This is ABC News. President Biden commemorating a leader of the Labor Department. Movement.
President Biden today signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
Through decades of service, she became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman Cabinet Secretary, the first woman Cabinet Secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Francis Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Amazon workers may be hitting the picket line soon. 5,000 workers from two warehouses in New York have been asking Amazon to come to the bargaining table, upset over low wages and subpar working conditions. A potential strike is not expected to have a large impact on holiday shipping. In 2025, the WNBA takes its show on the road. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ahlen. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendation.
The panel of lawmakers, ag, and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunting and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses, State Senator Romain Quinn of Cameron.
I think politically our best opportunity for any movement, for any group, is the combined bill.
But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit doesn't see a bill that includes hunting passing.
Just political realities. I do not think a bill to hunt sandhill cranes is going to become law in the next 2 years.
The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Madison alder has been arrested on domestic abuse-related charges.
After being censured earlier this week by the Madison City Council, District 18 alder Charles Miazzi was arrested Thursday night on several pending charges, including strangulation and false imprisonment. Madison police say a person came forward with allegations against Miazzi, prompting an investigation. Several women have publicly accused Miazzi of sexual harassment and domestic violence, including a fellow alder. An internal investigation found his behavior did not violate the city's policy on harassment and discrimination. Miazzi has denied the allegations against him. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Enbridge Energy is cleaning up after an extended oil leak in Jefferson County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 70,000 gallons of oil leaked from a pipeline connection between Superior, Wisconsin, and a refinery in Indiana. That leak was discovered in November, but a federal incident report says the leak was likely happening for an extended period. Enbridge tells the paper the cleanup is still underway. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a bit dreary today. However, mild temperatures with highs in the upper 30s. Spotty showers move in this afternoon and may flip to some snowfall this evening. We stay below freezing for the rest of the week with highs tomorrow in the upper 20s and more chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 39.
And thank you for being with us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's show, again, brought to you by your friends and mine at Cenex. Long hours are the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel will help keep your equipment on the go. Optimize your operation with Cenex Premium Diesel. Talk to your local experts or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up on the show today, we're going to take a look at weather as we're nearing the end of the year, nearing the Christmas holiday. John Baranek, DTN meteorologist, will join us for conversation in segment two. In segment three, we're going to hear from the newly elected chair of the United Soybean Board, Philip Good from Mississippi. He was elected last week at their December board meeting, and we've talked to Philip before here on the show about aquaculture and some other things, some other projects happening at the Soy Checkoff, and looking forward to having Philip back with us here to talk about his new role as chair. That's coming up after the bottom of the hour. And then in segment four, we're going to take a look at the latest North American equipment numbers, sales numbers for the U.S. and Canada. Kurt Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers will join us for that conversation coming up here before we close out today's AOA. Well, let's start the show, take a look at what's happening in the markets as we're nearing the Christmas time frame. It's usually a time where we get quieter and quieter and quieter with less volume in these markets. A little bit of green right now in the grains, it looks like. Let's talk about it. Joining us now, Darren Newsome, senior market analyst at Bar Chart. Darren, hope all is well. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, everything's well here, Jesse. Hope the same for you, and appreciate you having me on again.
Absolutely. Well, as I kind of indicated, the markets can tend to get a little bit quieter during the holiday season, but I wonder, is Santa going to, or in this case, your friend Watson, I'll correlate that to Santa.
There you
go. Is he going to bring farmers a continued corn rally per chance? I mean, what are your thoughts in this?
That is interesting because, you know, to me, the highlight of last week was last Friday's CFTC Commitments Traders Report. And it was a big move. It was a big change in the corn position, in the non-commercial net long futures position. It increased by 87,200 contracts in 1 week's time. This pushed it up to just short of 225,000 contracts. That's a sizable position. So, you know, now we'll see, because you know what happened with as the futures market rallied on this support. We saw the commercial side, the flip side of the coin, start to sell. We saw some pressure build. We saw it in basis. We saw it in future spreads. And so, you know, while the market's still not fundamentally bearish, it isn't as bullish as it was, say, the last few weeks. And, you know, as the funds were building up this large net long position. So, you know, the risk is when a position gets this large, and, you know, this is the largest numbers we've seen on the long side in a number of years, is at some point, particularly here at the end of the year, particularly when, you know, possibly, you know, everyone wants to move to the sidelines ahead of the holidays or during the holidays, it opens the door to some long liquidation. And if so, there could be a sizable vacuum underneath this corn market. I do think that any sell-off that occurs will be met with some renewed commercial buying. And we saw that late last week. Again, after the pressure came and in March fell from 450 to 440, we saw a little bit of commercial buying late Friday. But, you know, we'll see if this continues. We'll see which side shows the most interest here early this week.
How about soybeans? That's been a different story, I know, for quite some time. We're talking about big supplies coming out of South America, Brazil in particular, et cetera. What are you watching in soybeans right now? Though I noticed reading your morning commentary Monday, maybe we need to start looking at the March bean contract a little bit more, Darren.
Yeah, you know, we've gone through the golden roll where the funds moved from the January position of January contract out to March. We've got January going into delivery at the end of this month, again, during a period of time when it gets very quiet. So you know, we've seen March take the top step of the pit. And this, again, ages me because I'm talking about the pit, the floor pits and the pits in Chicago. But yeah, March is March is the issue to watch at this point. And it's just comatose. It's doing what corn normally does. We can look back and though it's like a 40 cent range, we can go back to 4 weeks ago and we haven't taken out that week's high or low. We've just been moving in between those two numbers, those two prices. So it's not really going anywhere. Again, we've seen some purchases. We've seen some global export demand, but similar to corn, it looked to be slowing at the end of last week. We saw a little bit of pressure coming in the basis and future spreads. So, you know, there's all this talk about what's going to happen once we turn the calendar page to 2025, all the tariffs and reheated trade wars and these sorts of things. The main question is, we look ahead, besides the weather, which I'll let John talk about coming in South America, but, you know, what's the ripple effects going to be? Are we going to see this buying that's helped support the markets here in late 24? Is it just going to go away? Is it just going to die out and everything just waiting then for the next Brazilian crop? I think that's what the real interesting point is going to be over the next few weeks.
I'll let you take your pick here, Darren, as we close out the segment. Outside markets, mm-hmm. Energies look a little quiet. I know some interesting moves in cocoa, coffee. So the softs market is of interest. Livestock showing some green. I'll let you take it here. Final thoughts from you. What else are you watching this week?
Yeah, livestock is fascinating. We've seen a commercial-led rally, which is exactly what you want to see. Cash markets, boxed beef are just skyrocketing. And while the futures look like they were getting ready to turn down or at least grow quiet as is their norm seasonally, they've jumped up as well. So a lot to watch in the live cattle market as we head deeper into December here.
Yeah, and to that point, I've been wondering for some time, and I've said for some time, I'm like, we rally and rally and rally in cattle, mm-hmm. and I go, okay, I think the top's here, mm-hmm. and then I eat my words, and I feel like I've just been doing that all year long, Darren.
Yeah, and you know, to me, it goes back to rule number 4A, market that can't go down won't go down. There was so many opportunities for live cattle to go down. They should have gone down. They could have gone down, but they didn't. There was something providing support. And as it turned out, it was this undercurrent of support coming from the cash side. And then it all came, you know, it all came to light a week or so ago when the cash market jumped. It stayed strong last week, and box beef's been going along as well.
Yeah, it's just been a wild market to watch. And no doubt with the holidays and some lower volume coming up, it could be a little added volatility in the markets we need to keep an eye on for sure. Folks can find more at DarrenNewsom.com with that senior market analyst for Bar Chart, Darren Newsom. Always good to talk with you, sir. Have a great week. Thanks for joining us on AOA.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
AOA today brought to you by Cenex. Managing your business while facing harsh conditions can be tough. Cenex stores, premium diesel, greases, and lubricants can help you power through. Invest in those premium products and keep your equipment on the go. Visit your nearest Cenex store location or go to Cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll take a look at the weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek here on AOA Agriculture of America.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill. Where your things start new lives.
The holidays should be filled with joy, but one in five children in America face hunger.
Giving is a part of our holiday tradition, but it's also part of our all-year-round tradition.
This holiday season, give love, hope, and meals. Let's end hunger together. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org.
Think back.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex Premium Greases will help your equipment achieve superior strength and performance and help you power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. As we continue here today on AOA. Let's get a look at what's happening with the weather. Joining us now, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. And John, hope you had a great weekend. I know we both got a Packers win on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So I'd say you and I, in terms of football, are starting the new week happily, I would say, John.
Heck yeah, Jesse, I'll take that. I mean, we don't need to talk about it too much. I'm sure there's some other folks out there that weren't very happy about the way their football teams performed over the weekend. But, yeah. The weekend was nice. I mean, I was just far enough north out of it to, you know, just get a little bit of snow over the weekend. I know some folks around Iowa had some, you know, issues with some ice. I have a brother in Des Moines that was talking about how slippery it was there over the weekend. And luckily that all melted away pretty quickly because we got a flush of warm air that moved through really most of the country over the weekend and kind of kicked out all that Arctic air we saw late last week. So starting off the weekend in a much warmer spot for most of us here.
Well, and let's talk about that. I've noticed we've seen a few different areas of precipitation work through different parts of the country last week. You mentioned some of that warmer air kind of flushing in here. But looking ahead to, you know, this week, it sounds like maybe we got some more potential for some clipper type systems, et cetera. So what's this pattern looking like here for the week ahead, John?
Geez, Jess, it is loaded with different types of disturbances and systems and fronts just kind of everywhere. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of them, really. And, you know, if I mentioned every single one of them, you'd probably just get confused here trying to listen to all of them. But, you know, the main points here is we just got this front kind of stalled out from eastern Texas into the Ohio Valley. We've got some rain and some embedded thunderstorms in there for today. And that's really going to be a focal point here for the next couple of days, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So we could get some heavier rain in those areas. There is still some drought lingering around in some of these areas, so that'll help out. It'll also help out with boosting some water levels on the Mississippi and the associated river systems around there. So that'll be good for transporting stuff up and down the river. That's good news, I think, for that because, you know, we've been pretty low for a while. But, you know, after that, we've got this clipper system that's going to be moving through. Starts out in the Canadian prairies on Wednesday and then kind of cruises along the northern tier of the country. Looks like it'll probably produce a good band of snow here, especially from Saskatchewan through North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, where we could get a band of over 6 inches in there. Clipper systems are always tricky because a small deviation in where this low pressure center goes could mean the difference between getting, you know, 1 inch of snow or 8 inches of snow. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that, but definitely a potential here for a big snow event here across the northern tier of the country. And then after this moves through, it's going to pull down some colder air that's pulling up in the Canadian prairies here and spreading that throughout the eastern half of the country for the weekend. Depending on where you are, it's going to be colder than others. Obviously, in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, we're going to have highs in the single digits, but, you know, more like 20s and 30s for farther south, so not too terribly cold and not lasting too long either. We'll with this super active pattern, we're going to push out that colder air over the weekend and into early next week. And, you know, for Christmas, it's going to be looks like a much warmer week coming up.
What about other parts of the country, too, as you look down through, say, the southeast, the mid-south, into the southern plains, out west, et cetera? You know, we think about snow and cold and things of that nature for the northern tier. What about other parts of the U.S., John? Any big features standing out to you this week?
Yeah, I mean, outside of that front from kind of the Texas to the Ohio Valley here for the next couple of days, not a whole lot, honestly. The clipper moves through the north and then outside of bringing through that colder punch for the weekend, it doesn't really bring a whole lot of precipitation. So I don't know. That might be good news, might be bad news for you, but at least it's not going to be any frozen precipitation kind of south of the Ohio River, I don't think. So overall, you know, keeping that mess away from everybody south of that. But yeah, just a cold punch. And then next week will be a little bit interesting. You know, I mentioned it's going to be warmer, but, you know, there's still some areas where it might be just cold enough for snow. And obviously, we're looking more towards the north for that. But who knows? If we could get a system wrapping up here, it could pull down cold enough air on the backside of it to produce some snow farther south. We'll wait and see, but it's not really the focus for it for us right now. The southern tier of the country does look, if they get some rain, then it looks like it'll be rain, but nothing too crazy, at least.
Well, and I think about this too, as you mentioned a little bit ago, that Christmas week may be looking a little bit warmer. I mean, how are things as we look a little longer range through Christmas into the new year? Is there anything big standing out to you on the models that folks need to at least keep an eye towards here as we work ahead towards the end of the year, John?
Yeah, no, we're going to be traveling. A lot of people are going to be traveling over the course of the next couple of weeks here, and we've got tons of systems moving through. Nothing is major in the cards, though. I mean, if anything, there might be something the last couple of days of December into early January that might be, somewhere in that time frame that might be a bigger system. That's, I don't know, but that's kind of grasping at straws, Jesse. We don't really have anything that looks major at the moment, which I think is probably good news for most of us. We'll get plenty of precipitation to move across the country. The southwestern plains, probably not so much. Maybe that if that bigger system does occur and it occurs in the right spot at the right time, we do get some for, say, Kansas through Texas. But all these systems that seem to be moving through are kind of bypassing these areas. The good news is that, we've had a really wet November there, and soil moisture is really high, and that's going to maintain us for a while, and we don't really need it at the moment anyway. But a drier winter season is one that we'll be kind of, watching closely here. How fast does that soil moisture leave, and do we start developing drought over the winter? Because if we do, then we start to run into issues for springtime, for when the winter wheat comes back out, and when we start looking for forages to come back to life, and that might be an issue. But that's long term.
We're talking with DTN meteorologist John Baranek here on AOA. John, how about South America? I know we've talked the last several weeks. We've sounded like a broken record. Things have been really good down there, especially in Brazil. What's the latest you're seeing in terms of South American weather?
Yeah, and now mentioning broken record has become a broken record. we just can't get rid of the good weather down there. I keep trying. I'm doing my best, but it's not working, especially in Brazil. And a lot of the soybean crop now is heading into pod fill on that first crop soybeans, and they're doing so with really good weather. That doesn't seem to be changing here over the next several weeks. And, we've got about 4 to 6 weeks of that where we're looking or they're looking for some good rainfall, and it appears to be happening. So I guess that's good news for them. All the forecasts we're seeing for significant production out there in Brazil for soybeans is, there's no weather reason to suggest that's not going to be the case. There could obviously be things with diseases down there, some fungus problems, pests, or being too wet at harvest to knock a few bushels out of there. But overall, the weather in Brazil is still really, really good. Even in Argentina, where the fronts have been less frequent and we've seen dry spots. I mean, again, this has been the case for the last few weeks. We see dry spot pop up. A front comes through with scattered showers, which doesn't look like a whole lot, but it's hitting the right spots at the right time. Looks like that's going to happen again this week. There's another system moving through here on Wednesday and Thursday, and the bullseye is the driest spot right now, which is the big production state of Cordoba in the middle of the country. So looks like that's going to get a good dousing of rain here in the Wednesday or Thursday time frame. So, and it's not a ton of rain. It's overall below normal rainfall, but the timing has just been pretty good down there. So, and that's going to be important because, the pattern is not changing. We're not getting a ton of systems to move through with widespread rainfall down there in Argentina. And that kind of extends into southern Brazil a little bit. If they keep coming and having the right timing and the right amounts in the right spots, it's hard to say we're going to have too many issues down there in South America. But the growing season down there in Argentina is very long. Their early planted corn is pollinating, but they still have half of their corn yet to plant. So it's a really long growing season, and we've got a lot of time for weather issues to crop up.
Well, John, I know you'll be on vacation next week, so we appreciate you being with us as always. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll let you go. Thanks for joining us here today on AOA, John.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you, too, and everybody else, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
John Baranek, DTN meteorologist, joining us here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Greases. Up next, we'll hear from the newly elected chair of the United Soybean Board, Philip Good, here on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
You're listening to a...
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk up 28 to 2027, February up 14 to 1996, March up 17 to 20 even, April milk up 8 at 1966. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. As the trade is still confronting this week's market and are hesitant to move the markets higher until more fundamental support arrives this week. Even though boxed beef prices have been mixed and demand in the countryside for feeder cattle continues to be strong, hog markets also moving mostly lower while pork demand is supportive today. With carcass prices higher, traders are wanting to see more follow through before bidding prices higher. December live cattle down $1.50 to $192.15. January feeder cattle down $1.85 to $255.80. February hogs down $2.30 to $83.30. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly higher today. Strength in the weekly export inspections report at 1.13 million metric tons supporting the markets, while soybean markets moving mostly lower. A lack of any positive news to move the markets higher, along with the positive South American weather continuing, is pressuring markets. Wheat also moving mostly lower. New crop corn up 3/4 to 439 and 3/4. New crop beans down 5 1/4.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome Welcome back. As today's program is powered by Cenex, mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving with Cenex. Just visit Cenex.com or your nearest store location for more information. And joining us now here on AOA, pleased to talk with Philip Good from Mississippi. And we've had a conversation with Philip before, but now he is the newly elected chair of the United Soybean Board. Happy to have him back with us here on the show. And Philip, first off, congratulations on being elected as the new chair of USB. It's good to talk with you again. Hope you're doing well.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you, but it's also humbling and an honor to be in this position, newly elected to the chair of the United Soybean Board. So, yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, and let's just kind of start there. Initial feelings here now that you've been elected as chair. Obviously, a lot of work yet to continue for the soy checkoff and more. And I know you've been a part of the board now in various roles for quite a while. But just your initial reaction to being elected as the new chair and some of your thoughts just looking ahead as we get set for 2025, Philip.
Well, it's very exciting, to say the least. It's very exciting to serve in this role. Yes, I've served in many roles in the history of my experience here at the United Soybean Board. I've served in the role of demand chair, chair of the Audit and Evaluation Committee, secretary, treasurer, you know, just so many different hats and many work groups that I've worked in over the past, let's say I'm starting my eighth year term here at the United Soybean Board. So exciting to be in this new role. Excited to work beside my fellow farmer leader directors as well. A great, great group of farmer directors, leaders that are passionate about soybeans that are here to serve, and they're volunteers. So yeah, it's a great group. I'm learning from them.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, and let's dive in a little bit here on some of the things that are going to be top of mind going into 2025. And I know that the United Soybean Board just completed a new ROI study. Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University led the research on that. And we just talked to Dr. Kaiser a few days ago. But give us your perspective on that ROI study. I know a lot of great figures in there of the return on investment for the dollars that are contributed into the soy checkoffs. Just your thoughts overall on that ROI study and some of the findings, Philip.
Well, sure. First of all, the USDA requires that every 5 years we do a return on investment study. And so, you know, I was anxiously waiting for this study to see the results, because when you think back over the last 5 years, there's been the COVID, there's been some, you know, just a lot has happened over the last 5 years. So the numbers, I am excited. I'm ecstatic with the numbers that we've got. We were showing a 4.5-to-1 return across four categories, and they include export market development, domestic demand enhancing research, on-farm production research, and soybean production. And so, yeah, absolutely amazing to see all those different areas covered, the numbers. But beside that, there's also the ripple effects that are in that study as well. And so the influence and the direct impact on communities, that's something, even the tax revenue that it goes back for municipalities and states as well.
Well, you mentioned, of course, USDA requires this study or a look at this, you know, look at the ROI and more every 5 years for the checkoffs. And you know, thinking about this too, and maybe share some thoughts with us here, obviously, for farmers to know where their investments are going and understand where these investments are going. I know there's been in the past people that have questioned the checkoff, et cetera, but you know, looking at a study like this and just all the different areas where checkoff dollars can contribute, I mean, talk about that perspective and just for folks to understand, I think, is the big crucial takeaway here.
You know, on my farm before I left to come to this board meeting, we were making some very tough decisions on the farm. We were looking at yield data. We were making seed and fertilizer decisions, purchasing some prepaid discounts. I think farmers across the U.S. are there as well. Looking at ways to increase efficiencies. Here at the USB, we're doing the same thing. We've come here, we're making some tough decisions, but all of them looking for the greatest return to the soybean farmer. And so I'm excited to say that I'm passionate about this, but sitting beside me on this board are 76 other farmer directors that are passionate about it as well, volunteering their time and coming together, leaving their families, coming to a place and making decisions in work groups about how that checkoff money is invested and looking at what has given us the greatest returns, looking for everything from base hits to hopefully some home runs. And if ever there was an importance for demand for our soybeans from around the world, for exports, for biofuels to nutrition, health and nutrition for both animal agriculture to human health, it's now. Now it's very important. And so we've had some great success stories that we have told. We're investing in more that I really do believe are going to be exciting opportunities for us. And so we're here looking at those and making decisions that I hope and I believe will make an impact 5 to 10 years down the road for my family, my farm, for your family, for your farm.
Philip Good, the newly elected chair of the United Soybean Board from Mississippi, is with us here today on AOA. And Philip, you know, you mentioned various new uses, and you guys do so much work there, finding ways to expand and grow the use of soybeans here for U.S. farmers. And it always amazes me. Every time I hear about a new product, you know, we've heard about soy's use in Skechers shoes and tires and soy foam for firefighters. And there's been so many of these new innovations that the checkoff's been able to invest in that it blows me away. Your thoughts on some of the ones we've seen to this date? And maybe are there some new things in the pipeline that you guys are discussing as we continue to find more ways to use our homegrown soybeans, Philip?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, exactly. You're saying that so well. You've mentioned some of the success stories there, along with the, infrastructure improvements and so many more that I could mention of the past successes that hopefully every farmer has heard about and knows about. We're currently looking at some that I think are extremely exciting as far as environmentally. When I think about soy foam for firefighters, we had the opportunity. We volunteered and served some firefighters the other evening. We were talking to them about it and some of the demand and some of the things there. That conversation and exchange back and forth was just, it was enlightening for me. But anything that we can do to help and improve the environment. I had the opportunity when in New York to visit a dairy farm. And on that dairy farm, they were talking about roasting high oleic soybeans. You know, when we originally invested in high oleic soybeans, we were thinking, okay, human health. And we were thinking about, cooking oils. All of a sudden, we're realizing that there's benefits in other sectors and all around as well. And so the dairy farmers there have discovered such an improvement. And they are now. So the percentages and some of how we're looking in the future for even high oleic soybean oil, roasted soybeans for dairy calves is something that is going to be, it's really starting to explode. And that demand is coming from dairy farmers themselves that are seeing the benefits firsthand. And of course, biofuels and exports. Exports are so important to all of us. Our passion is to feed the world. And so whether it's soybean meal or meat, we desire to do that. Animal agriculture is such a major part of our consumption of our soybean meal. We are partnering with so many partners and it's collaboration. But I know in my state, it's big poultry. But when you think about even swine and pigs, health benefits for them and opportunities there for the health and efficiencies in swine feed, We're just getting started.
Well, we look forward to continuing to follow along and hear about the work you do leading the United Soybean Board into 2025. Philip, as we close out here today, anything final we haven't touched on you want to mention? Anything you want to reiterate to folks listening in here before we close it out today?
I think front and center, I want every soybean to farmer to know that every decision that we're looking at, it's on behalf of you, the soybean farmer. And so when I think about the United Soybean Board, it's not about me. It's not about the directors. It's about all of us. And all of us is really the soybean farmer, about 500,000 soybean farmers out there. We're making decisions that are impacting your farm. We're passionate about that. We want the highest and greatest return for that checkoff dollar. That is front and center for all of us. We all need it. We're coming with one voice for soy. And so there are many of us that are operating in different lanes here, but we realize what our purpose is, and we're trying to get that vision and that goal in front of us. And I'm excited for the next year of what's to come.
Philip Good, the newly elected chair of the United Soybean Board from Mississippi. Great to talk with you again, sir, and we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the year ahead. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And I'm just going to say stay tuned for what's next at USB.
We definitely will. Once again, Philip Good, the new chair of the United Soybean Board. Today's AOA, powered by Cenex, high-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel, can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Visit Cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll take a look at the latest equipment sales numbers for North America. Kurt Blades with AEM joins us next on AOA.
The impact of a
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines without auto pay above qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue your remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
War on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas Eve, and Max and Daisy are busy decorating their exquisite tree.
Max, how high are you going with that star?
High enough so no cat can reach it.
Smart thinking. We don't want a repeat of last year.
Okay, Daisy, hit the lights.
Perfect!
Max and Daisy aren't just decking the halls. They're getting ready for something bigger.
What's next on our list?
Delivering gifts. Gifts of hope.
This Christmas, Max, Daisy, and their fellow guide dogs are heading out to change lives, bringing comfort and joy to those who need it most. Find hope at dogsinc.org. Ho, ho, ho!
Ready, Daisy?
Ready, Max. Ready to give hope.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as AOA continues here today, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Invest in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel. It can help improve efficiency and maximize your operations ROI. Visit Cenex.com as well for more information. Well, let's take a look at the latest sales for ag tractors and combines for the U.S. and Canada in November 2024. The new data out from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Joining us now, AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. Kurt, it's always good to talk with you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
Well, let's dive in and let's start with the U.S. sales of tractors. Looked like a pretty sizable drop there compared to November last year. Combine sales look like they're remaining somewhat soft as well. Maybe this is all just a reflection of that overall ag economy outlook. What are we seeing here according to this month's data, Kurt?
Well, you said it correctly. It's sort of some negative news across the board. Specifically for the month of November, we saw about a 14% drop in overall tractor sales for the month of November. Year to date, that puts us just a little bit above 13% year to date. So obviously, that's not great news. I would say November's typically a pretty slow month for tractor sales. We tend to pick up again in December. So, you know, that gives me a little bit of pause, but also those volumes end up being a little bit slow. One of the big kind of negatives to show for the month of November is combines. Self-propelled combines are really showing some softness in the month of November, down 46% for the month of November by comparison to how many we sold this time last year in November. And we're down about 24% for the year. Obviously, those are big concerns. I will say that this time last year, if you recall, Jesse, when we were talking about combines, though, we were showing some growth. So we are showing, you know, those declines are coming off of what were pretty high numbers last year. But when you look at dealer lots and you hear some of the auction numbers out there, there is some softness in the combine market and the tractor market in general.
Well, let's take a look north of the border here real quick as well before we kind of combine this all together. The Canadian sales numbers for November, I know they tend to follow a lot of the U.S. at times, and it looks like we saw some similar types of declines in Canada for November 2024 as well.
You bet. Canada looks almost identical. I mean, obviously, there's some changes in numbers. Overall tractor sales were down about 20% for the month of November, bringing them to about 18% down for the year. Combines down about, close to 40% and down 12% for the year. But the interesting thing in Canada, articulated four-wheel drives continue to be, at least steady. In fact, they are they're up about 11% for the year, and they were only down about 5% for the month of November. So that's kind of an interesting little bright spot. I don't have to read into that. Perhaps it's just timing, or perhaps it's it was just time for some farmers to buy some new equipment in Canada. But the story is pretty much the same on both sides of the border. The ag economy is a little bit soft right now. Commodity prices are low, interest rates are high. There's a whole lot of storm clouds out there, whether it's uncertainty on biofuels or uncertainty on global trade, or the fact that we haven't had a farm bill or a meaningful farm bill in a year. These all kind of weigh heavily on the ag economy, and I think that's just going to be the story of 2024.
Well, and throw into those couple points you made as well, the economic assistance package for rural America sounds like that is faltering on Capitol Hill as well here over the weekend. So add to the storm clouds. And I guess that's where I would go with my next thought here, Kurt, is, I think December we can tend to see traditionally farmers and ranchers make some year-end sales as they're looking at their tax positioning a lot of times, et cetera. But, when we look at this overall ag economy and the concerns that are noted out there, one has to wonder what this end of the year could look like and what could the beginning of 25 look like.
I think it's a good question. When I've been talking to my friends in the crop input business, they've been saying that actually fall's turning out to be pretty good for them. They're saying that, those annualized purchases, folks are, making those as a priority. You have to purchase seed every year, tend to purchase fertilizer. Those prices have come down, and crop protection products. I mean, that's part of that system. But, oftentimes machines can last one more year. And so it seems like maybe those inputs are taking a priority over the machines maybe this year. We will see what December looks like. Obviously, tax season does come into play, and December tends to be a nice little spike month. So we'll see how that looks. But I've been hearing for the last 6 months or so that interest rates are really weighing heavy on farmers' decisions on machinery. But I would say, Jesse, we've seen this coming at us. I mean, the industry was having these conversations early 24 about this slowdown. You begin to see, certainly those publicly traded companies were making some early announcements of potential slowdowns, and they were making sure that the demand met the supply. So we saw that slowdown coming. What I certainly look at in 2025, although we don't forecast forward, it does seem like this too will pass, because the storm clouds that we're talking about with uncertainty, at some point we're going to have a farm bill. At some point there will be some positive policy decisions coming out of the fray. At some point geopolitical lines will get calmed down. So at some point, these things will pass, because at the end of the day, we do have to eat, and farming and agriculture continues to be such an important part of the economy and for international security.
That's a great thought, and I think a good spot for us to wrap up here as we're closing out the show today. I know folks can find more AEM.org, AEM.org, for more info from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President at AEM. Always good to chat with you, sir. Thanks for being with us on AOA today. And again, Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season to you and yours.
You bet. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you.
Kurt Blades with AEM joining us here today on the show. And we appreciate him being with us on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Extreme dirty conditions aren't new to farmers and ranchers. Combat dirt and downtime with Cenex premium diesel fuel and their premium greases and lubricants. Trust your local experts at Cenex, and they will have the right product for your operation. With that, we're out of time here on AOA today. Thank you, as always, for joining us on the program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss. Agriculture is a busy job and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles. From Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
There's my food! Ugh.
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Wisconsin school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police investigating a deadly shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison today. At least two people are dead, six others injured. Police